The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Now, this is an exciting news, but it's worthy of mention because you've got an opportunity coming up to have your say about where we're going in as a community, as far as the council's concerned, what input you believe the council should be receiving. So please have a list of this because the information can be critically important on very important matters like the appalling behaviour in our CBD. Now, I'll just mention this briefly. It's a chance to guide the council's priorities, improve services. It's called Our Cairns Survey. And it's open via council's website. We'll do all that in a minute. Until the end of August. So you've got, 5 weeks or so, I guess, to give residents the best chance to have their voices heard. Views on a broad range of issues. Now, topical issues like residential green waste collection. Now, it comes up every so often. If you've got a view on this particular one, by all means, let us know what it is. Adding fluoride to the water supply. Security patrols. Doesn't say particularly where, but if you've got some ideas where those security patrols need to be, like, for example, in the CBD, they need to be multiplied by about five, let us know. And it goes on to say, you're featuring a tailored Our Cairns youth survey through local schools to engage young voices. Now, here we go. It's about gathering community insights to help shape the corporate plan, collecting feedback on topical issues. We've also got, interesting, information on services provided by other levels of government, empowering council to advocate effectively, assess council's performance in delivering services and facilities, identifying improvement projects with suburbs that would benefit the community, and engaging with youth to understand their needs and preferences, enhancing services and facilities for the youth in our community. That's fundamentally the outline. Look, the gentleman, obviously with his finger on the pulse, because he's been around in council for quite some years now, is the Division 9 councillor these days, Deputy Mayor Brett Olds. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. Yeah, it's Our Cairns time.
Well, we've had a few practices at this. Brett, in your experience, I mean, firstly, garnering the information, are people keen to do it or are they prepared to do it? And how good is the quality of the information you do get?
Yeah, well, they're all great questions. We started doing this after the election in 2016, and we put out the Our Cairns survey, and we had 6,000 respondents that did that. And then in 2020, we did the Our Cairns 2020 because it kind of sets the tone for the next 4 years of that term.
Yep.
And we had 8,000 respondents last time with 2,000 more. So people do get into it. And this time we're hoping to get over 10,000 respondents is the goal. The more the merrier, because it does with our corporate plan, which speaks to the operational plan and everything else. It really helps us. And some of the questions, you put in the controversial questions because they're like the hook, because you get people at the fluoride question, right? That was in there last time. And then at this election, it came up again. A few people were like, you've got to put fluoride back in the water, you know, and why is council not doing this? And because the state used to do it. And when Campbell Newman got in and took it away from the state and said, it's up to you individual councils to yourself, a lot of councils stopped doing it. So that controversial question is there as a hook to get people to do the other ones. There's questions about diversified economy. Do you like aviation, construction, defence? Where should we be focusing out of this? Like you said, with the crime, there's two questions in there about the crime. One is about the CBD and one's about the suburban patrols. They're just asking you, do you think it's working? And I think the answer is no. That's my answer anyway. And then, but there's some of the questions are leading, which I've had a bit of feedback from people saying, hey, there's always going to be people not happy with certain questions, and I did the survey myself as well, and I'm like, oh, I don't really like how they've done that. But you do the best you can, and when the information comes back, if there's overwhelming cases that lead that, you know, yes, we last time the fluoride thing was almost a 50-50, so we'll see how it goes this time. And again, it was only 8,000 respondents out of 176,000 residents, but it gives you, and they're self-selecting. Usually when you do surveys or you do polling, you want it to be randomised. You want to be able to call people, but it's so hard to get people to take 5 minutes out of the day or 10 minutes out to do a survey or a poll.
Exactly.
So when they're randomised, that's when you get your best. But this is self-selecting, obviously. But I do encourage as many people to do it because it's stuff that we talk about on the floor in council.
Yes.
When we make decisions, you'll hear councils all the time saying, hey, we had 70% of people saying that they really care about the environment, so we got to talk about doing this and that and or whatever the answer is. So it's something we take seriously, and we'll be encouraging as many people to fill it out because it doesn't take that long. It's open. It started on the 17th of July, so last week we did it at the Cannes show. We did the big release, and it will be going right through till 6 p.m. on Friday the 30th of August. It's Friday the 30th of August. If you wanted the website to go, there's a direct link. It's the HTTPS dot, the colons //. It's trgs.ws/Cannes2024. That's kind of difficult. What I'd do, guys, is just go to the Cairns Council website. Just www.cairns.qld.gov.au. It's really simple. The Cairns Council website, there's a tile on the very front page. Click that tile. It says Cairns Survey. That's the easiest way to do it. There's QR codes if you see the council officers out and about. They were out and about at the show last week. This week they're at Cairns Central from the 22nd through the 26th. The week after they're at Irville Shopping Town, Stockland down there from the 29th of July to the 2nd of August. The next week they're at Mount Sheridan Plaza for a week from the 5th to the 9th of August. Then week 5 they're at the Smithfield Shopping Centre and also the Positive Ageing Fair. They'll be from the 12th to the 15th at Smithfield Shopping Centre and the 16th at the Positive Ageing Expo. Week 6, they're at Red Lynch Shopping Centre and Clifton Village Shopping Centre, my neck of the woods, 19th to the 23rd of August. Then week 7, they're going to be at Raintree Shopping Centre, 26th to the 30th. If people want to hear those again, just email me and I'll send you the email out. You can get it on the council's website, but basically you're going to have council officers out and about, and some councils will go visit them as well. You click the QR code, go to the Cairns website, click the tile. It's a very quick survey. It's not hard to do, and let us know, because there are some controversial questions on there. We want them to be. Like I said, you need that hook. And I'm very interested to see how the fluoro one goes, because our old mate, Frankie Hogan's she's on the campaign trail again, mate. She's not happy with that, so I think she's going door to door again.
Yeah. By the way, historically, have we had fluoride in the water in the past? I can't remember.
Yeah, we did right up until 2015, because the state used to put it in.
Yep.
And then they've got a health department. Councils don't have a health department. So when we voted on it twice at two of the councils I sat on, 2016 and also 2020, and we voted no to putting it back in. We're not doctors. We don't have a health department. And when I went to Auckland personally, I grew up with fluoride in the water in Adelaide. I lived in Dallas, Texas. They had fluoride in the water there, and they had fluoride in the water here in Cairns when I lived here. But when they took it out, so personally, I don't really care if it's in there or not. But when I went door knocking in 2016 and in 2020 for the elections, mate, I wouldn't even ask the question, the controversial stuff. I'm just there to sell myself. Mm. But people, so many people brought up, the ones who are opposed to fluoride, vehemently opposed to it. And the ones who do want to, like, yeah, put it in, this and that. So I think it's a very interesting question. So we've voted twice against putting it back in because of the cost, and we're like, it's not our job to medicate. We don't have a health department. I'm not going to make these decisions on other people's behalf. And a lot of people say, well, it's the vulnerable that need it. And I'm like, well, those people aren't drinking water anyway. They're drinking Coke and Mountain Dew and everything else. But I don't know. So it's the fluoride one, it is very controversial. Personally, I voted against putting it back in twice. We'll see what people, if it's overwhelming and 90% of people come back and say they want it, then we'll have a think about it then. But I think you'll find it'll, like last time, it'll probably be a 50-50 one. You got the ones who are really opposed to it and the ones who kind of want it. And I'm like, if the state want to put it in, they can come over the top of us anytime they want, because they actually do have a health department, and that's under their remit, not ours. So that's my personal opinion on it. But
how much will you be willing to pay per year to have an extra bin for green waste? Now, here's a bit of history, if I remember rightly. We weren't allowed to put our green waste into the red top bins. That was forbidden until, I don't know, say 10, 12, 15 years ago. I can't remember when, but suddenly an announcement came from council that, yes, you can put your green waste into the red tops. Why do we have to have an extra bin beyond what goes in the red tops?
Oh, because every election people come up and sometimes candidates promise things like free this and free that. And I can tell you, John, there's nothing is free. There's a cost to everything you do. So now people have been asking, they want a green bin, right? They've put their green waste. But it's kind of like the free ice cream question. It's like, who wants a free ice cream? And everyone puts their hand up. Of course, everyone does. But then if you ask them, hey, how much you want to pay for that ice cream, the hands start going down. So we've geared that question a bit better and said, would you like an extra bin and how much you'd be willing to pay for it? Because that second question is so important because everyone would love an extra bin. But if you're going to, I've got to pay for it now. No, maybe I don't need a second bin because councils aren't supposed to also, we're not supposed to compete against the private sector. And there's people out there already doing this work. So, but it's something that the community have brought up through the election. So we've put it in there and we've asked the question, guys, do you really want an extra bin and how much are you willing to pay for it? Because that's something we can consider coming up in the next few budgets over the next three years of the term. But there's some questions in there I really don't like, but that's a good thing, I guess. And there's some questions in there that are really relevant, I think. So, especially when it comes to higher density living, people, we've been talking on your show a lot about all this infill development just popping up everywhere. And there's questions about that. Are you for it or against it? Do you like having a big yard, a small yard? And then if you do like higher densities, where should they be? Should they be in collective areas around shopping centres, your Edmonton, Smithfield, and then your CBD? So, there's some pretty relevant questions there because we're doing the whole 2050 growth strategy right now through council, but a lot of those questions, depending on the feedback we get, could help guide some of the future decisions we're making that'll affect us for the next 30 or 40 years.
Now, this is an interesting one, the security patrols, antisocial behaviour, CBD. I must admit, I was impressed the other night. I was in a restaurant and in came the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, who took a seat just across the aisle, and people didn't harass him at all. I thought that was terrific, and there were very limited numbers of security guards when I thought, aren't we lucky to live in Australia? Imagine America. There'd be a battalion of security there, but it's deemed that not necessary in Australia. I thought people would go to his table and say, listen, are you going to fix this and what do you think about that? But they were very, very well-mannered. But a lady came to me on the way out and said, what are you going to do about this dreadful behaviour in the CBD, this antisocial behaviour? It's worse than ever. And I can understand that. That's a local issue that is really nagging with people. She detailed the drunkenness, the foul language, the confrontations, the bludging for money. So we've still got this issue. Now, you're actually asking it in your survey, how do you think the council city safe security patrols are in reducing antisocial behaviour in the CBD? How far can the council go in reducing this antisocial behaviour? Must it be limited to these security patrols by the city safe security people?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're really hamstrung on what we can do and our officers can do. They have no arrest powers. They don't even have tip out. They can tip out alcohol if they pick it up off the ground, but if it's in someone's hand, they can't even snatch it out of his hand and tip it out. So we're really hamstrung. Policing 100% falls under the state's remit. So even Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, if someone was attacked, I can't believe they attacked you instead of him. That's funny. But you're a bigger name than the Prime Minister, John. But no, even if they had attacked him, it's not a federal thing either. It's a state. And we've got a state election coming up, guys. And I'll make your feelings known, and not just at the ballot box. Call all the candidates and ask them what are their plans to do? What are they going to promise? Because on crime, council is playing in this space to the tune of about $5 million a year of ratepayers' money. So the community is, we're paying our taxes, we're paying the police force, we're paying our magistrates, but we're taking your money out of your rates, about $5 million a year for the CBD safer precinct and also now for the suburban patrols, because we don't own that space and there's very little we can do in that space. But that's why we're asking the question, do you think it's effective, guys? The other question is, and there's on some of the questions, there's options where you can write your own thoughts in, which is good, because that's valuable. But it's like, are we better off taking that $5 million out, not doing any security because it's not having any impact because our guys are hamstrung, and maybe using that to a marketing degree to go after the state and point out with an educational program to the public saying, here's what we believe the issue is, go after them. Yeah. I don't think that's what we're going to do, but these are options, these are ideas. What can we do? Because council, we live here too. I went there, my wife and I took a couple of friends there, or they took us out, I should say, for dinner, and we were walking for an ice cream in the CBD afterwards, and our friend's wife was like, I hate coming in here, I just don't feel safe. Mm. And I'm like, Cairns, North Queensland, Australia should be the safest place in the world, but it's not. There's little gangs of kids hanging around everywhere, and they defecate and urinate everywhere, the itinerants later at night. Mm. This shouldn't be what we put up with, and the standard you walk by is the standard you accept. Mm. I don't accept this standard, but council is so limited to what we can do. Because some people, I get calls all the time saying, you've got to fix it. I wish we could. If the state don't want to fix it, maybe they should give more powers to local councils, and then we could jump in and start fixing this, because with the powers we've got right now, we are so limited. All we really are is a presence walking around with our security guys just to try and force them to go somewhere else. But we need this problem taken care of, and the Cairns survey is not going to take care of it. The council's not really going to take care of it. We've got an election coming up, and I think this is one of the biggest things that people should be thinking about.
Now, if these patrols are at least a disincentive to appalling behaviour, there's an issue that's arisen recently, and these are people who are really copping at their windows being smashed, their customers being confronted, etc. All of this lunacy, we all know it off by heart. But it's arisen the last few weeks. There's a borderline in town. Fundamentally, you've got council patrols down as far as Spence Street. Then it's taken over by the Port Authority's patrols. And why wouldn't there be a combined patrolling effort? What's all this about? Do you know?
Money. At the end of the day, it's about dollars and who pays for it. So we, and just so you know, I think last week at 11 p.m. and then 11 a.m., Craig from Ocker, he got bashed, and there was another Wayne, I think his name is, he got bashed. One was 11 p.m, one was 11 a.m. down at the restaurants there in the state controlled land. Council has been talking to them because we've got our CCTV programs, and we've got one of the best in Australia apparently. But the Port Authority, they're not linked into ours. We've been talking to them for about a year now about joining up, but there's a cost to it. Ratepayers shouldn't have to pay to patrol land that's not theirs. Mm. And I think that's what that's where the issue is coming down right now is they don't want to pay to have our patrols or security going out there because they're already doing their own kind of thing. And but I don't know. Our officers are talking to the state officers about trying to find a way where we uniformly, because when tourists come here, they don't know what land they're walking on. They just know they're in Cairns. They don't know, oh, this is state-controlled land, this is council-controlled land. They're just having a good time in Cairns and getting mugged or, you know, seeing crime happen right in front of their eyes. So we do need to get better at coming on the same page. And this is something it's almost been 12 months that we've been in talks with them trying to work it out. And I believe the main issue is who's going to pay for it, because council, we shouldn't have to pay for it. And then they're saying, well, it's too expensive for us to come in at the moment. And I think there's some more negotiations that need to take place.
All right, just before you go, because running down on time, I'll run through these questions again in case you're interested. Green waste is one, security patrols another, fluoride in the city's water supply. This is interesting, council charging short-term accommodation providers, e.g. Airbnb, more to help mitigate the housing crisis. That's a controversial one, isn't it? That's almost a 50-50. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm waiting to hear back from the community, because I'm kind of like, I don't like communist policies where we're like, we start dictating to landowners. But if there are landowners that are just land banking and not doing anything with it, and it's affecting the whole community, then I'm kind of like, maybe that we do need to have a bit bigger stick to do something. So I'm keen to hear back from them. The other one is the water. There's a question in there. What could help you to reduce your water consumption?
Yes.
A tiered pricing, so the less water you use, then the less amount you pay per kilolitre.
Yeah.
Or, and there's a question there, and there's an option you make your own comments if you have other ideas. So that's an important one too, because trying to reduce our water usage is huge, even with the water security project coming up.
Right.
We do have to get better at not wasting water. Mm. So there's a lot of controversial questions in there, but it's a very worthwhile survey. And like I said, us councillors do take it very seriously as we're going through the next term. If there's 50-50 questions or ones that we already knew, we just put out there because they're fluffy ones. We tried to keep more relevant. And like I said, there's been some complaints about some of the way the questions are geared, like they're leading. But for the most part, I believe it's a good survey and it will be taken seriously. So go to cairns.qld.gov.au. There's a tile right on the front page. You can come into Spence Street. You can go to all those shopping centres, like I mentioned. Mm. If people email me, just b.olds@cairns.qld.gov.au. I'll shoot them back with those dates if they want to get down to the shopping centres, and they can talk to the officers too while they're there.
Well, I've got to say, this has been a very fulsome coverage, Councillor Brett Olds, our Deputy Mayor. Good to see you coming out of your shell, Brett.
Hey, mate, you know, I'm a bit of an introvert, eh?
Always good to talk to you. Thanks, Brett. That's Deputy Mayor Brett Olds and Division 9 Councillor.